Adele is a degree better, but still far below the mark. Mrs. Fairfax, ditto. You, I am persuaded, can suit me, if you will. You puzzled me the first evening I invited you down here. I've almost forgotten you since. Other ideas have driven yours from my head. But tonight I am resolved to be at ease, to dismiss what importunes and recall what pleases. It would please me now to draw you out, to learn more of you. Therefore speak. Instead of speaking, I smiled, and not a very complacent or submissive smile either. Speak, he urged. What about, sir? Whatever you like. I leave both the choice of subject and the manner of treating it entirely to yourself. Accordingly, I sat and said nothing. If he expects me to talk for the mere sake of talking and showing off, he will find he has addressed himself to the wrong person, I thought. You are dumb, Miss Eyre. I was dumb still. He bent his head a little towards me, and with a single hasty glance seemed to dive into my eyes. Stubborn, he said, and annoyed. Ah, it is consistent. I put my request in an absurd, almost insolent form. Miss Eyre, I beg your pardon. The fact is, once for all, I don't wish to treat you like an inferior. That is, correcting himself, I claim only such superiority as must result from 20 years' difference in age and a century's advance in experience. This is legitimate, et je tiens, as Adele would say, and it is by virtue of this superiority, and this alone, that I desire you to have the goodness to talk to me a little now and divert my thoughts, which are galled with dwelling on one point, cankering as a rusty nail.